Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. What presents did each of Robert's friends give him for his birthday?
That was a good birthday party, Robert. What presents did everyone give you?
It was a great birthday party, Mum. Grandpa got me a great present. He went to a sports shop to get me something. He looked for a volleyball, but they didn't have one. But they did have a basketball, so he bought me that. I'm happy, because I like basketball too.
Can you see the letter C? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What about your eldest sister? What did she get you?
You know Sarah. She always says how important it is to study, so she bought me something for school. It's a dark blue school bag with sections to put pens and pencils. I can put all my books and my pencil case in it.
And what about your brothers?
Well, Nick got me a great present. It's a silver watch. It's made of metal and glass, and you can wear it underwater, so I can take it to the swimming pool with me. The best thing is, it can tell you the time in different countries. Look, I'm wearing it now.
And your other brother, Michael, did he get you something you like?
Yes, he did. Look at this. I took photos of the party with it. But it's not a camera. It's a mobile phone that you can use to take photos. Now I can telephone you if I'm going to be home late from school. I think it's my favourite present.
I know your little sister went to the shops yesterday. What did she get you?
Helen got me some clothes. We went to the shops together and she let me choose what I wanted. We saw this fantastic belt. It's perfect because I need one for my jeans. I can't wear them because they're too big for me.
Your uncle was here at the party. Did he get you something you wanted?
I told him I like music. He said he wanted to buy me some CDs, but the shop was closed. He went to a bookshop and found a book about my favourite pop group. I have read some of it already. It's got some great photos in it too.
Now listen to part 3 again. That is the end of part 3.